you for calling in today to Eagle Moss. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Angela, I'm trying to change the address on my subscription.
Okay, I can help you with that.
You need an account number?
No, sir. It's the phone number that you're calling from associated with your order. It's what I need to know.
Okay. Let's try that. 305.
I have it. No, sir. I have it.
Okay.
I'm just asking if it's associated with your order.
I feel like it is, but I could be wrong.
No, it's not. What's the name on your orders? What I need. I want to pull up all your orders. That's why I don't do it by account number.
Okay.
I only pull up that account. I want to see everything. What's your first name?
My first name is Tommy. And then my last name is Salle. S-A-L-L-E.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Let me put a T for Tommy on here and see what I get. All right, something's coming up. Give me a minute. I have you, Mr. Tommy. All right, what's your address?
My new address or the address that was on the account?
The one that's on the account.
13629 North Miami Avenue.
Okay, so I got the right account. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Pull up your regular account. I think I have to do your regular and your special. Hold on just a second. All right, what's your email address?
It's RIDINLOW713@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to call it back out to you. Only stop me if I'm incorrect so I know if it's in the system right or wrong. RIDINLOW, riding low.
Yep.
Okay. 713. Hold on.
Okay.
I need to repeat it. I know you know it, but I got to make sure it's in the system so you can get the email. So I need you to listen to me when I'm repeating something. Just listen. I told you, only stop me if I'm wrong, okay? Because I want to make sure they can contact you. RIDINLOW713@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to send you an email.
Okay.
It might send you an email about your, I don't know if the system will automatically send you one about you changing your address or not. But hold on just a second. Now, I'm going to update that. Now, let's get your new address so I can put it in here. Then I'm going to call it out to you. And again, I only want you to stop me if I say something wrong.
Okay. Ready?
Yes, sir.
3100 Southwest 64th Terrace, Miramar, Florida 33023.
All right, you have to spell some of this for me. It sounds like you said 13100 Southwest, and it sounds like you said 64th Terrace.
Yes.
Okay, so I got that right. Hold on, let me put that in.
Well, the first part is 3100.
Not 13. It's 3100.
3100.
Okay. Yes. It sounded like you said 13. Okay, Southwest. You said 64 TERRACE Terrace.
Correct.
It doesn't look like it's spelled right, but I guess it is. All right, and there's no street or drive or anything after that. And then you said Miramar. How do you spell that?
M-I-R-A-M-A-R.
Okay, I missed the R at the end. I had everything else right. All right, then you said your zip code was 33023?
33023.
Okay, all right. Let's update that. All right, now, let's see. Now, that's what I have. They changed it to West Hollywood, Florida. Is that the same? The system automatically changes.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, anything else I can help you with today, Mr. Solomon?
No, that was it. I just needed to update the address.
All right, well, thank you for calling in. To
thank
Eagle
you.
Monster, I'm sorry, I took a deep breath. To Eagle Monster today, you enjoy your items when they send you some more. You have a great day.
You too, thank you.